Alright everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and we have more of Lust Theory. Let's get started. She seems to be really into it. Damn, those tights are perfectly tight. Hugging her curves perfectly.
And breathe in.
Why not join in, am I right?
And breathe out.
Seems to me she's a bit too relaxed. Lucky for her, I'm here. When you said you were gonna do yoga, I thought you were serious.
Hey. What are you doing here?
I was gonna ask you if you needed help, but that's pretty obvious.
Like you know anything about yoga.
I know a bad form when I see one.
You expect me to fall for that?
Or you just don't want to realize you suck at yoga.
Suck at yoga? I've been doing it for over a year now. Oh, and you are some kind of yoga expert?
Yoga fire, yoga flame. I mean, I don't want to brag.
He's clearly lying through his teeth.
I'm fucking Dal Seem when it comes to yoga. You don't even know.
Suddenly, Jessica has a light bulb moment.
This'll be fun. Oh, really?
Proudly nodding, you're oblivious to Jessica's mischievous intentions.
Since this is your field of expertise... Know what this one's called?
The camel pose.
It's not. He got it right, but maybe it was only a lucky guess.
Judging from her face, I'm spot on. And I'm the one posing as a yoga expert?
Looks like he knows what he's talking about. Well, he won't know this one. Okay. And this?
Rearranging herself into a new pose. Her tight yoga pants hug her even tighter.
Her pussy is sucking in her leggings hard.
So? Waiting for me to tell you or something?
Admiring how much one can suck at yoga.
Just tell me the name of the pose.
The bow pose.
How does he keep getting them right? Does he really know what he's talking about?
But I almost said a turtle stuck on its back because of your bad form.
And his attitude is pissing me off. Like you could do better.
I can, and I have no problem proving you so.
Well then, Mr. Know-It-All, the floor is yours.
Uh-oh, here we go. We're gonna make an ass of ourselves, are we?
Confidently strutting inside, the door's bangs closed.
Okay, since we obviously know who's superior when it comes to yoga.
He thinks he's all that for getting two poses correct?
What was that?
Nothing.
Nothing what?
Huh?
Address me as Sensei from here on.
Why should I?
Guess I'll be going then.
No, wait. I'm still not sure if he's just full of shit. But if he really knows what he's talking about, I could use the help. Maybe it's my posture that's preventing me from progressing.
Yes?
Help me?
Help me?
Help me, Sensei?
That's more like it. This'll be fun. Okay, first of all, let's start with that posture of yours, shall we? Do a pose that feels comfortable.
Any pose? Any pose, Sensei?
Yes.
Climbing to her knees, Jessica follows the given instructions. The mat shuffles as Jessica awaits your professional opinion.
This is the cow pose.
Are you trying to teach your sensei?
No, Sensei.
That's what I thought. Good thing she told me. Let's see. What do I even say? Whatever, I'll wing it. You should arch your back more.
I am, Sensei.
You're not doing it right.
Pressing your palm against her spine, you feel Jessica's spine cracking beneath your fingers.
My back hurts a little.
Unfazed about Jessica's trembling body, something else catches your attention.
Those yoga pants are doing wonders for her ass. Whatever fads is, you know, somebody needs to buy stock in them. I hope she doesn't see me drooling. Well, I mean, it'd be her ass. If you put it in somebody else's ass, it might not look so well. So, I don't think it's the pants. What's so hard to understand? Chin up! This won't do. Try another pose.
Okay, Sensei.
The feeling of having her wrapped around my finger is amazing.
Here.
Isn't it the same pose? It may not be, so I must make it seem like I know it. What is that?
The cat pose, Sensei?
I know what pose it's supposed to be, but why are you butchering it?
But this is how you do it.
Amateurs! Your back should be more...
Back?
Yes, that's right.
Seeing an opportunity arise.
Like... this.
You catch it by the tits.
What do you think?
Why aren't you bending your back? Do you want to continue ruining it like this?
I don't really like his attitude. But he's obviously trying to help.
Doing as you say, Jessica follows the pressure of your hand, bending her back.
Fuck. Is this really how it's supposed to be done?
Her tits feel so soft.
Is he seriously groping me right now?
This is amazing.
No, he wouldn't.
Chin down.
He is. Does he have no shame? Is he only doing this to molest me?
Yes, that's how you do it.
No, I shouldn't accuse him like this. He's really going out of his way to help.
Good thing I showed up, or else you continue to embarrass yourself.
Oh, that does it. He's screwing with the wrong person. Time for some payback.
Mewing her words out.
I don't know what I would have done without you, Sensei.
Taken aback by Jessica's sudden voice shift, you can't help but misread the situation.
Glad you're acknowledging it, my dear pupil.
Since you already helped me so much, would you mind helping me with this one pose? I'm afraid I just can't get it right.
Well, of course.
When I do this, my hips tend to sway too much. Would you mind holding them for me so I can stretch myself correctly?
The ass pose. Would you mind?
Sensei?
Not at all. That's why I'm here. Two. Help. Look at that perfect ass. Those cheeks are out of this world. So what you want to do to stabilize yourself more, you need to press your weight against the...
Like this?
That's not what I had in mind.
But I feel like they're still too loose. I can feel them swaying. Why do you think that's happening, Sensei?
It's like she's doing this on purpose. Fuck! Looking at the flow of this, I'm...
Manifesting your thoughts, your pants pitch a massive tent soon after.
Well, time to go camping.
He got hard from only that? virgin.
Jessica's devious snicker going prominent. You confirm your prior assumption.
Oh, it's on! I think the problem is with your scrawny legs.
My what?
So what you want to do is move your hips in the other direction. So when you take your legs this way, you actually move your hips like this.
His cock is...
Or even go... like this.
Shit, that felt good.
What was that? Sorry. What was that? Gutter.
He thinks he's won, but this isn't over. So what you're telling me, going like this, is the best way to do this pose?
That's right.
You know what they say. Repetitio est mater studiorum.
When did you start learning Latin? Doesn't that mean something like repetition is the mother of learning? Good thing I paid attention in that class.
Last year, I was fascinated with their culture. Did you know they were astonishing lovers?
With how she's moving her hips right now, there's no doubt.
Suddenly, the warmth from the friction disappears and you are left gaping at Jessica.
I did it better this time, don't you think?
Yes, you certainly did.
Great. Now you can help me with this one. I'm having a hard time holding my legs up.
Jessica swings her legs up, missing you by a mere inch.
She almost kicked my face. Ooh.
Damn it, I missed.
Two can play this game. I see the problem.
You do?
Yes, and it's again because of your scrawny legs.
This little...
So again, what you want to do...
Sinking your fingers deep into Jessica's hips, you watch Jessica's shocked expression with amusement.
You'll have to move your hips on the opposite side of the side you're pressured to fall on. So if you're falling this way, you move this way and so to the other side.
And if they're pressuring me to go this way?
The smell of Jessica's sweat, mixed with the aroma of her sweet juices, slams your nose like a ton of bricks.
Uh-oh. Why does it smell so good? I want to lick it so bad.
How do I stop them?
No, you just let them.
And why's that?
There's so much your scrawny legs can take.
That does it.
If you thought the smell felt like a ton of bricks, you're lucky to try the raging bull with a name tag Jessica around its neck.
Oomph.
Still think they're scrawny?
Shit! Get your shit together, Grim. She can't know she has the upper hand. Seems to me someone's really excited about yoga.
Embarrassment crosses over Jessica's face, but only for a second.
Seems to me... I'm not the only one.
The sudden pressure on your boner comes abruptly, and you're unable to stop your expression.
Looks like there's a party in your pants. Wonder what got you so excited.
I can't take it anymore. I'm done playing games. I'd lie, but your pussy is basically scratching my nose, so there's no point.
Your shameless remark leaves Jessica baffled.
You're a freak. You know that, right? How can he openly...
God, she's so bipolar. Unlike you, I'm not hiding it.
What?
Oh, please. If we ignore the fact that your pussy is practically dripping over my mouth right now, what was that whole masturbating in front of me about? And touching me in the bathroom?
That was...
Then what about yesterday?
I was proving a point.
But why go to such an extent? Just admit that you're attracted to me.
I'm not.
Then why are your yoga pants soaked right now?
You know what?
Fuck. She's pissed. There's no chance she'll...
And like a blessing in disguise.
Look at me, fuck your brains out.
She's gonna do what now?
And not give a single shit later.
What is this situation?
Never underestimate a sexually frustrated, spiteful woman that's trying to prove you wrong.
Yep. Jess.
And you better keep your promise.
Oh, shit. Promise.
Taking a trip down memory lane.
Just so you know, I'm making it my mission to fuck you both tomorrow.
Not knowing how to react in this situation, the only thing you managed to blurt out.
Chloe's not here.
Make sure to fuck me double then.
Sliding herself down your anticipating length, balls deep, your cock fills up Jessica's throbbing pussy. Swaying her hips, your cock grinds against her inner walls.
He's getting harder inside my...
Pardon me, guys. Sorry. We'll play that again.
Swaying her hips.
We should be able to play that again. Hold on, we'll go back.
Sliding herself down your anticipating length.
All right, here we go.
Balls deep, your cock fills up Jessica's throbbing pussy. Swaying her hips, your cock grinds against her inner walls.
He's getting harder inside my...
Enjoying yourself?
You better keep your mouth shut about this. Are we clear?
My lips are sealed. Can't say the same for you.
Oh, shut up.
Shit, I can't believe this is happening.
If you weren't such an asshole today, none of this would have happened.
Good thing I was an asshole then.
As if igniting a decade-old spark, spite pushes beyond her limits. Buckling her hips, riding you like a stallion.
Slow down.
Lack of words, Jessica replaces with lewd sounds as she starts riding your shaft.
Yes. Looks like you have something to offer.
God, her pussy is clenching around my cock with each sway. If she continues like this... Okay, and here is the Jessica scene. We're gonna stop right here and bring it right back to Jessica because we've got to do the big wrestling event of returning to Mia. So, alright guys, we will be right back with Jessica next week. Remember, Lust Theory, as I've said, is a long game. We're in no hurry to complete it. I'm out. I'll see you next time on Grim's Uncanny Valley with more Lust Theory. Stay tuned.